Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by Melissa Kay. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habecker with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
How is everybody doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Well, how's Melissa doing?
Oh, doing good.
Nice. Good to hear. Great way to start the week. We didn't want to start on a, eh, no. You know,
right.
Beth asked how we're doing. Eh,
eh.
Yeah. No. You don't start a Monday that way. Not a week like this where we got nothing but fun lined up for you. We're going to kick things off today. Good morning, everyone. We got some fun stuff lined up this hour. 7 o'clock hour, we'll get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun there. Of course, a little bit after that, we'll get into some other interesting stories. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will kick the hour off with the kitchen being open.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Melissa and Beth will take over the show. It's the show inside the show. I love it. I love doing these kind of things. It's been so much fun. We've heard such good feedback from all of you guys about the segment.
Excellent.
We really appreciate that from you all. So keep that coming, everybody. We appreciate the positive vibes and the feedback on these shows that we're doing, because this is something that we are, I shouldn't say we, Melissa, Beth, they are developing on the side here as a show of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way of getting it on its legs and everything. And then hopefully they've been doing it long enough where they got like a minute or two to kill, and I can jump in with my featured bacon double cheeseburger of the day. I am a connoisseur with this one item.
All right.
I feel it's a little silly to not take advantage of
there
it, you guys.
Go.
It's
well, you know, we might allow you to do that now and then, James.
Yeah,
maybe, every once in a while.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see what you come up with.
I have a feeling you guys got better things to talk about. I think you can fill the time a lot better. And I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Burgers are positive. You know, they're very popular.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. All that stuff is coming up for you this morning. We're looking forward to every bit of it. We got some entertainment news we'll throw in there, good stories of the day that are right stories. I want to catch up with both of you because I understand both of you got to take in the play this weekend. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's newest production of The Odd Couple. So
yes,
I want to talk about that a little bit later as well. So looking forward to all of it. And we'll lead you into 10 o'clock hour where Playmakers will hit your radio. Join the show that is your show. It's your sports show. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Call us up at 424-2600. I want all your sports thoughts and feelings. Whatever you need to do to get them to us, everybody, please feel free to call up. Randy Paul will be with us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Randy and I will be covering some local stuff. And some of the local stuff we're going to be calling is actually going to be being joined by your first time, for the first time, the new Wisconsin Rapids River Kings GM and head coach, Paul Peckman, going to join us.
Wow, yay.
Good.
So excited to have Coach Paul join us here.
Yeah.
You've been hearing the River Kings all season long on WIRI, Wiz Country. River Kings, again, a very successful weekend. So it's going to be a great time to call,
yes,
talk to Coach. Unfortunately, Coach Peckman and I are, he's an Italian hockey fan from New York, so we're going to have nothing in common. So I have no idea how this... No. It should be good. It's going to be a great conversation. We're looking really forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
All that's coming up for you. I had something, and Melissa, I got your note about the airwaves here. We're working on that. Not sure what that is. We'll take a look at it. So I wanted to start the week off at a certain spot. Before I get there, Melissa, how was your weekend?
You know, it was busy. I got my flu and COVID shots this weekend. Fortunately, no adverse side effects, just a little sore muscle and... you know, a little tiredness, but nothing excessive.
Good to hear.
But just a lot of driving around.
Yeah,
Marshfield once for that, and then to the show on Saturday night. That was awesome. It was a lot of fun to see everybody on stage. What a great... We laughed. It was a good show.
Good, good. We'll talk about it a little more a little later, but that's really good
and
to hear.
Hung out with girlfriends on Sunday.
Nice. Good. Very good. A solid weekend. Got some needs done, got some important things done, and I also got some leisure time in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you send me that formula, Melissa? Could you send me? Nicely done. Very good to hear. And good on you on the opening part there. Good on you for doing that, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, how was yours?
crazy busy.
Yeah, yeah.
We had our book sale at the church this last weekend, and it went extremely well. We raised just over $1,700 and all of that goes towards scholarships at MidState. Mm-hmm. So we are thrilled that it went well. We are already in the process of starting to think about next year and what we can do better to make sure that more people know about it and we can sell more books to offer more scholarships. I would do that during the day and then run over to the theater for the evening to be a part of the production. I'm not on the stage, but I'm helping out backstage with The Odd Couple at WRCT. So it would be days at the church, evenings at the theater. And so yesterday after worship, it was nice because I took the rest of the day and just rested. I got in my PJs early afternoon and stayed in my PJs through the night and just tried to catch up from being so active for so long. But it was good.
Yeah. And productive.
Yep. And productive. How was your weekend, James?
Productive, busy, and productive. You know, usual, same old usual. Nothing really crazy about it, but it was good to have a weekend. Yeah. Last week was crazy. Last week was insane, and in all the best of ways, in all positive ways, it was a good weekend. Friday was certainly a collectively busy day for our station, and really our company in Civic Media had a big day. Our other stations had a lot going on Friday. Certainly, some were getting ready for the debates and that those things. And then, of course, the show that follows our morning line up here, As Goes Wisconsin, yeah, with Kristen. Kristen joined us from this studio.
Yeah.
And Kristen and I had been emailing back and forth for a couple of weeks and everything, but it was first time for her to meet me and a lot of our staff in person and everything, which is always a little bit of a different monster.
Yeah.
More monstrous in person?
A little bit. It could be that way for you know, anybody, especially radio people. Radio people, we're not always the most outgoing. It can be, but you know, plenty can be. But for the most part, the people that I've worked with in my 20-some years tend to be a little more introverted,
right?
Interestingly. And not Kristen. not Kristen at all, no. Just could not have enjoyed our time with her more. I do want to send a big shout out to her and her team. A lot of behind the scenes kind of hiccups trying to get that going and everything. And originally, I was only going to join her for a little bit, but we just got talking, and she ended up keeping me the hour, and it was a lot of fun. It was some of the best radio I think I've been a part of, honestly, that hour that her and I were able to do together. And working with her was fantastic. We are looking forward to so many more great conversations with her. We're going to do a home and home, of course, so I did her show. She's going to come do ours.
Yay.
Nice.
I might even go up there to do it. Or down there, actually. Walk shots.
Whatever direction.
Right, right. I'm such an Illinois kid. I always say up. I always say, I could be in Wisconsin going to Madison. I've got to go up to Madison. Like, no, that's not how it works, Dan.
I'm excited by the fact that it's on a podcast, so I'll be able to listen to it, because I was busy working while you guys were doing the show, so I didn't get to hear much of it.
Yeah, you were probably catching up on, I don't know if for some production or news mail, but a million other things you got going on, too. I didn't think about that, yeah. And it's a great point. I really appreciate you bringing that up. All of our shows are podcasts. Just a reminder to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. You missed anything, not just Melissa that can catch it. Everybody can. Although it would be fair if it was just Melissa. Mm-hmm. It would be. She deserves it. There's not a lot of perks in radio. I mean, it'd be... Mel, could
podcasts
you?
Just for me.
Yeah. There
you go. And it's podcast on different forms, right? Because you can find it on the Civic Media website, as well as on any podcast platform that you have.
You're darn tootin', Beth. Darn right.
And it's on our website, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you have no excuse not to catch it. It's all over the place. I think it may even be available at, acme.com. I'm not 100% on that, but that was so much fun. And, of course, before that, Melissa and I were hosted by Family Natural Foods to help them celebrate their 76th anniversary. Sounded like Saturday went just as good as Friday, if not better.
Awesome.
Really cool to hear. Such a great time over there. Mm-hmm. I had a blast. Melissa, did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun.
Man, that was fun. It was a blast.
And listening to you, you could hear how much excitement was going on over there. It was wonderful to hear.
When you get the chance to work with good people, it's always a good time. And you never know how a live remote is going to go, no matter how much you plan or prepare for, because everything you plan for, God just laughs and says, curveball. Another curveball.
Yep.
Like, we all accept that. That's cool. That's the way it works. But when you're working with really flexible, great people, you can achieve really cool things. I threw a curveball at Melissa and Katrina. Okay. I had the idea that night before, like, well, I bet it'd be a cool segment if we toured the building. You know, I went around and had the ladies describe them, because they're both really good at describing things, whereas I am horrible at it. And they both did it. They jumped on it right away and did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Some of the feedback that I heard this weekend was actually about that.
Wonderful.
And nice. That's a credit to Melissa and Katrina. Nice work on that. It was a lot of fun to hear that. It was just sitting back. I had the best seat in the house. I've been coming to that store probably longer than any other building I've been going in this area. Mm-hmm. And when I was thinking about it over the weekend, I don't think that there's a building or a place that I've entered more. And I never knew that about it. It used to be an old, garage and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a trip. I was talking to my mom about it. She was flipping out over her too. She had to go there this weekend just to check that out. And the sales, I'm sure.
Well, of course.
Melissa, did you enjoy yourself? Because it seemed like a really good time.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was fun to do the tour because there were parts of that store that I haven't really, like, studied and looked at. And to understand how the vitamin wall works now, I'm so well informed.
Yeah, it was a blast. big thank you again to our friends at Family Natural Foods hosting us. That was a really fun weekend. Thank you so much for that, you guys. Visit them when they open their doors at 9. Help them get ready for their 77th anniversary coming up next year. I hope we get to do this again, by the way. I really hope we get to. I want to do that again. They are opening their doors at 9. They'll be open from 9 to 6 at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call at 423-3120. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And congratulations on a fantastic week and a fantastic anniversary, you guys. Nicely done. So where I wanted to start the show, where I wanted the first segment I wanted to dive into, you guys, was a simple place. Age.
Okay.
And I don't know why it really necessarily hit me so hard this weekend, but the idea of at certain ages, everything gets kind of like, it's just kind of, you know?
Okay.
So, and I also thought we had a nice opportunity here of looking at your rights at certain ages.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to start here. Like at the age of 10 is when you already start to gain rights. You can have your ears pierced, but your parents may have to be with you. You could choose your own faith. You can be convicted of a criminal offense. You could be convicted of other offenses. At age 11, you can open a current account, like a bank account.
Wow.
You'll need, again, a parent's permission. But, you know, I think some of those things, I don't know if I necessarily remembered hearing or if they were a little bit newer. Most children will move into secondary school at the age of 11, so that's another big one. That's a big time. Certainly at the age of 16, you can work full-time if you have left school from a national insurance number, and the job has extra credited training. You can, of course, start to get your driver's license. Mm-hmm. You can change your name. You can apply for your own passport with your parents' consent. So a number of different things. And then, of course, 18, where you are an adult, technically. Technically.
Right. Legally.
Legally, yes. We have all met plenty of people who are under 18 who act very adult-like, and plenty of people who are in their 30s who have never acted like an adult once in their life. But after 18, it gets a little sparse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 21, of course, legal drinking age.
Right.
Certain larger vehicles you can drive, et cetera, et cetera. Then you're looking at 25 before anything really kind of, you know, substantial happens. Get a passport. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. You can rent a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 35 is when you can officially run for presidency. After 25 on this on all the websites I looked at, nothing.
Right.
Nothing after 25.
That's when you're fully legal, everything. You got all your rights.
And at the same time, we've already spent at the age of 25, we've already done this 25 times when it comes to your birthday.
Yeah.
So even if you are the biggest birthday fan in the world, it starts to get a little boring, a little old. So I'm wondering, should we make it so that there are certain things that, like, you can't do until a certain age? Like, let's say after the age of 16, no more sleepovers. Like, you got to wait until 28 until you can have a sleepover again. like just I don't want it to be things like that are life or death or anything too heavy here.
Right.
But just some things for us to look forward to. Like, oh, I miss sleepovers. Man, I miss sleepovers. You can't, like, once you turn 13, you cannot play with any toy under the age of 10. You know, they got the age limits.
Yeah.
You can't play with any toy at the age, until you turn, like, 30. Then once you're 30, all of a sudden you can start playing with those toys again. This works on children. If you take children's toys away and you hide, you know, you put them away for a couple months while they play with other toys, and then you bring those toys back out, well, they think they got brand new toys practically. Like, they've never seen these things before. They're amazing. I'm saying we do this to our brains as adults. We look for something to look forward to as an adult. I want your guys' feedback. We're even going to open this up to the audience, 424-2600. You want to call up, join the show to kick things off. You know, obviously it's a family show, everybody, so play nice. But yeah, I thought I genuinely, this started as a joke, and it genuinely still is. I mean, let's be honest, it's coming from me. It's on our show, so it's going to be a joke. But I'm serious about this one. It was one of those ones where I was thinking about it. I'm like, we should have something to look forward to after the age of 35.
Unfortunately, we get something to dread because that's when we have to start doing all of the prevention and maintenance medical procedures.
This is a comedy show. Comedy.
Wait, there is one you forgot.
What?
You get to look forward to claiming the senior citizen discount.
There you go. 55.
It's a good point. It's a very good. Actually, that is a very strong, solid point.
There you go.
At the same time, while you, it is a really good point, you're also helping my cause because then you ain't got nothing to look forward to until you're 65. And let's be real about this. Who knows if even that's going to be something
we
have to look
AARP
forward to?
You get AARP magazine at 50.
Well, that should always happen. I actually think that that'll be around longer than Social Security. unfortunately, I'm joking. Hopefully, I'm joking. Who knows if I'm joking? I want sleepovers or. Or you can't blow bubbles in your milk until you're 30. there's got to be stuff. There's got to be something here. There should be more things to look forward to. And part of the reason I thought of this is because so many people don't really care about their birthday once they get past, I don't know, 18, 21. Right. Really, 21 is the big benchmark. And after that, it's all downhill. But I can't speak for other people, but I think every single person under the sun should, have a great birthday. You know, celebrate your birthday. Mm-hmm. It's your one day. Be a little selfish. Think of you, especially as we talk a good game about mental health more and more.
Right.
Well, one of the things that I don't think this is a coincidence. The majority of people I know in my life that have a good mental, that are pretty, seem pretty solid mental health wise and everything, also really like their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like celebrating their birthday. I don't think that that's a parallel necessarily, like, oh, one has to happen for the other. But I also don't think it's a coincidence.
Mm. Well, and I think there are certain birthdays after you get past 21 that get hit really hard. And so usually there's a party or something like that. Like 40 is usually, it's usually the zeros. You know, think about people that you know who turn 50, and usually there's a big bash that gets planned for that 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a very good point. Not technically on the list of anything, but you're so right. I don't know anybody who turned 50 and didn't tell everybody about it, didn't celebrate in the big way.
Or have somebody in their life plan something for them.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, yeah. So maybe we have a little more of this incorporated in life than I realize. Maybe, you know, because Beth, you mentioned the 50. Melissa mentioned the 65 for senior citizens. Those are both ones that I did not think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I probably should have 45 here. so those are interesting. 424-2600. We'll take some calls throughout the hour here a little bit. Probably not in the next segment, but maybe a little bit after Melissa's news. If you want to call up with this one and we're talking about something else, we'll jump back to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys think of something a little bit later you want to throw in, that's fine. Just be sure to do it before the kitchen's open at 9, because I don't want to take away from that show. I want there to be at least 30 seconds left for me to be able to just really great bacon double cheeseburger the other day. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Be sure to stick around, everybody. That Ain't Right story is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Of course, we'll have some entertainment news in the 8 o'clock hour, along with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're coming back with our National Day of Calendar. It is Melissa, Beth, and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. I tried to combine your guys' names there. Did you catch that? Bemel, I don't know what that was.
Just don't go with meth, okay?
Yeah, that's not a good comment.
That's not a good one.
Just a little too catchy. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar. A quick reminder that a couple of special ones. One kicked off yesterday. It is Fire Prevention Week from now until Saturday, October 15th.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Get your plan.
Yeah, never a bad idea to go over that again, especially with little kids. They forget things. Well, just as I was saying that, they forgot everything you just told them. and it's not bad for you. And if there is any chance for us to make our firefighters' lives a little bit easier, our EMTs' lives a little bit easier, just by going over some fire prevention stuff, seems like a win-win to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still Hispanic Heritage Month until October 15th.
Wow.
Both good ones to celebrate there. National Cake Decorating Day.
Yay! Mm.
Rejoice.
My mom used to decorate cakes.
Mm-hmm.
She had all the equipment, everything. And I remember when I was a little kid, I used to break into the cupboard because she had some like pre-made little flowers
that
were made out of frosting.
Yeah.
Wow, I like
they
that.
Were dry and crusty, but you know what? They were a nice little treat.
They were all sugar.
Oh, smart sugar woman right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's all about the icing. You have to have the right consistency to be able to do it well.
Is that the most, and this varies, I imagine, but just overall, is that the most fun part of making a cake? Or is the decorating part?
For me, it's the most frustrating.
Ooh.
It takes skill. Right equipment.
Yeah. And I mean, when we found out that my youngest had an allergy and I had to start making his birthday cakes, you can ask my husband, annually, I would break down in tears because I could not get it to look nice. And then I happened to have a member of my congregation that used to decorate wedding cakes for a living, and she taught me how to make the icing correctly and then how to use the tools to be able to decorate them a little bit better. So it can take a while to get that down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So just be patient with yourself. Any decorated cake is a tasty cake. That's what we need to remember.
Now, during the commercial break, I definitely want to hug Beth, and she's not even a drummer, but just from the way you said that, I felt for you so much about that.
Thank
That's
you.
Rough. But I also thought of that, Beth, in part because it's National Hug a Drummer Day.
It is.
It is Hug a Drummer
Day. Let's go ahead and hug everybody.
Yes, a hug. there could be future drummers out there. There could be
exactly.
No. Yeah. Drumming is one of the when it comes to music, one of to me, especially when it's a great drummer, we don't always notice. We don't always, because they're good at what they do.
Right.
They're keeping the rhythm. There's no drum solo, so you don't necessarily know how talented they are. But more times than not, one of the most, if not the most talented player in the band is the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bring everybody together and keep them going.
Gotta keep that rhythm. Yep.
Yeah. Just don't hug them while they're drumming.
Yes.
National Angel Food Cake Day.
Mm,
this is good. Yum. That's a good one. That's some good stuff. It is National Shift 10 Day.
Shift 10.
Shift 10% of your shopping to local sellers to Shift 10 Day to support local businesses, farmers markets, and other alternatives to big box stores.
Wonderful.
It's a great day.
I love that.
It's a great chance to embrace that. It's also something we do every single day around here.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I'm just speaking about the Wisconsin Rapids area. I'll branch that out to Wood County here, but yeah, I know we get it around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have a national day of to remind us and encourage people to do this today, especially. But I don't feel like it's one that, you know, we needed a reminder of.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily need a day to remind us the beer, you know. I mean, the cheese. There's certain things in this area in the state that we don't need a reminder of. It's not bad to have them, though.
But what I love about this is it's just 10%. So it's not like, okay, how am I going to shift all of my shopping to this when I'm so used to? But taking that small step. And then if every day, you know, every year you do that, more and more is going to be local rather than big box.
Yeah.
Well, I think it helps you discover other local options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be dismissive of it, because maybe it is that for somebody. Maybe they discover, like you said, Mel, a new store, or you know what you're saying, Beth, about it being specific. Sometimes that can help people,
right?
Especially people that don't have a lot to give,
right.
And that but still want to. So both really good points. It's World Porridge Day. I don't know if I've ever had porridge.
Is it hot or cold?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's porridge hot.
There you go.
I didn't even know it could be either hot or cold.
According to that little rhyme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does seem go ahead, Mom.
I think it can apply to different things.
Mm. Right.
Because
what is porridge to you?
Well, the picture up there looks a lot like a combination between oatmeal and cream of wheat.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was oatmeal.
I think it's oats with milk in it.
Let's see.
It looks interesting.
It does. It does look a little bit interesting. Porridge, as it so happens, is the traditional national dish of Scotland.
Ooh.
It has been keeping the people of that country healthy for hundreds of years. Every year...
And I think there it's traditionally oats.
Yes.
Mm. Every year in the Scottish Highland village of Cambridge, a competition is held, the World Porridge Making Championship, to determine the porridge champion who best exemplifies the flavor and experience of the food.
Hmm, who
How about
knew?
That? Nice done. That's cool. It is also World Homeless Day. Mm. And again, every day should be World Homeless Day.
Yes.
You want to be, I almost guarantee you, whatever number you have in your head out there of the amount of people out there struggling with living situations or are homeless, and give it a name, it's going to shock you. Mm-hmm. Whatever that number is in your head is going to be a lot bigger than you realize.
Yeah.
Is one of the bigger things that is a black eye on our society is this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's a big, deep conversation, but that's where I stand on it, mm-hmm. my own opinion. It is Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yay!
So certainly a good day to reach out to your fellow Canadians and wish them a very happy Thanksgiving.
Celebrating the harvest and time together.
A lot of people don't know this, but they don't do turkey up there. They just do Canadian bacon. That's what they know. I believe they actually, they do turkey. They just call it Canadian turkey. They just call it. National Handbags Day.
Yay!
It's a big one.
Handbags,
you
are
like
good.
Handbags?
Yeah.
Now, to all my fellow men out there and everything, where you might not think, well, why is handbag a big deal? And why, you know, Beth and Melissa chiming in like that? Because I just know this from my mother over the years and everything. When you find a good handbag, you want to tell people about it. You protect it. You take care of it. You don't want anything to happen to it because they're so, it seems like so lightly. It seems like every 10 years, my mom finds one she likes.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, it's just ones to just basically hold her stuff. Like, it doesn't really matter and everything, but when you find a good one, it seems like, oh yeah, like mm-hmm. I'm protecting this like it's one of mine.
Or find multiple ones that go with different outfits.
Oh, yeah, I bet, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If we wouldn't need the handbags if they put as many pockets on women's clothes as they do on men's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
There should be a World Women's Pocket Day.
There you go.
Where we bring awareness to this subject.
You know, maybe we need to make a petition.
Maybe.
Have a day added.
Yeah.
It's darn right frustrating, and I'm a man. And I find it incredibly frustrating.
Well,
can't imagine how you guys feel.
The oldest purse known dates back 5,000 years, and it was worn by a male.
Wow, there you go.
How about that? Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Was he also wearing a toga?
Quite possibly.
Was the handbag holding up the toga? That's a
there
I wonder if that
question.
Was part
there
of the
you go.
part of the
somewhere ensemble. To put all their coins.
All right, yeah.
There you go.
I got no pockets in this toga. Boy, I hope we never designed clothing for human beings that didn't have pockets. Oh,
right.
We should. The Greeks will learn this, but no. World Mental Health Day, again, an important one, and
absolutely.
One that we talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There is never a bad day for this, and a great day to take a look at look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your own mental
mm-hmm.
health.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that this topic has become much more in the mainstream and talked about more. And it does seem like we don't have to talk in a hushed voice when we talk about it anymore.
No.
But we are still doing this thing. Mental health is important. Mental health is important. Hey, how are you doing? I'm perfectly fine. Okay, all right.
No.
I mean, yeah. But how about you doing? Oh, I don't feel like talking about that. No. Well. We don't do it on ourselves nearly enough. We're not open enough. We're not vulnerable enough. And that is going to take time. That's not me pointing the finger at anybody. I'm just as guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we all have to work on and together and be a shoulder for everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Be that person for everyone out there. You never know when somebody might be hurting.
And today's a great day, you know, no matter where you are in your mental health, to check in with somebody that you trust and just do a self-check-in. How am I feeling? What is my mood? What am I struggling with? And do it with, you know, it can be your best friend, it can be a professional, it can be, you know, somebody that you trust, to just be honest with yourself and with them.
Well said. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
And along with that, it is, of course, Columbus Day. And these can tend to be quite controversial and everything. I don't believe they have to be.
Mm-mm.
It's a national day of, you know, I mean, make it what you will. If you don't give a darn about porridge, you know, you don't have to celebrate World Porridge Day. That's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't care about Angel Food Cake. Now, are these two subjects incredibly different things? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But in this day and age, I am not going to begrudge people anymore. You're not going to win anybody over by forcing kindness on people
mm-hmm.
or forcing people to be open-minded. They got to get there on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like you to meet us there. We hope you do. The future is calling.
Mm-hmm.
The past is behind us, and it's a new day. But I am am not going to force it on anybody. I will say this, as a strong, proud Italian, and you guys have heard me mention, I believe, every segment of my radio career. So I don't think I need any, you know, any references to point to my Italian cred or anything like that. I grew up in an Italian family, obviously. I have never heard a darn person claim anything about Christopher Columbus. Not once. Not a darn Italian in my life. And it is a huge family because, again, we're Italian. We don't make small families.
Right.
never heard one person talk about claiming Christopher Columbus or any connection to him whatsoever. Is there a connection? A very loose one? Yes. But the idea that Italians care about Columbus Day is one of the more media-driven, stereotypical things I've ever heard in my life. Because I also don't appreciate people just assuming that I should care about Columbus Day.
Right.
I care a lot more about indigenous people than I do Columbus Day, to be quite blunt with you. Do I care about the starting of democracy, the starting of what America would be? Absolutely. USA, I'm a proud American. I absolutely believe in it. And part of that pride comes from taking pride in indigenous people who were here before anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 2022. Why are we still having this conversation?
Yeah. And if you don't want to celebrate, don't celebrate it. But just because you don't want to celebrate it doesn't mean that you get to take away the opportunity for somebody else to celebrate it.
How ridiculous are you of a human being that you have nothing else going on that you can get bent out of shape about how people are celebrating? Like, it reminds me of when people didn't want to take the day off of work to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. How racist do you got to be to want to work? Like, it's not like you got to celebrate Dr. King on that day or anything.
Right.
Just take the day off of work. Like, you know, you can do whatever you want with it. Like, that. I mean, there are principles, and then are like, what the what, man? Like, how it speaks to me, again, just me speaking here, it speaks to how little intelligence is involved when it comes to hate. There's very little intelligence when it comes to hate or any of these things. It often has to do with basically, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. Life didn't turn out the way it should have. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. So it's everybody else's fault but mine.
And in doing so, sometimes they don't realize that the message they're giving is their egotism. Everybody has to be the way that I am because I'm the only one that knows the right way to be. And that nobody has the corner market on how people are supposed to be. You know, that's the wonderful diversity we have in our world.
It's part of what makes this country work.
Yeah.
We will take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day.
7:44 on the clock. I'll stop. James, Melissa, and Beth here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some fun ones to get into. And a lot of people right now, of course, getting ready to start their day. And I don't know, I don't want to pry here too much or anything, but I know there are plenty of people that like to start their day with a shower. Some people like to end their day with one. So maybe you've already gotten your shower in and you've had those shower thoughts. Shower thoughts. Yes.
Shower thoughts.
Have you ever had a eureka moment while taking a shower and you slip and fall and land on your big nose when you're trying to run out to write down a story idea or a segment idea? Just
that sounds
me.
A little specific.
I think it was just, me. Now that probably put that one out there. Maybe should have tested that one before. Just let everybody know that has happened to me multiple times.
Oh, no.
So maybe you figured out or came up with a great idea. A new study pinpointed why those shower thoughts happen.
Okay.
Why do we have these shower thoughts?
Right.
Researchers at University of Virginia found we tend to be more creative when our minds wander. But if it can't wander too much, So something like showering is perfect because it's a fairly mindless activity, but not totally brainless.
Right.
You do have to think a little bit, but not too extremely, and especially if you've been doing it a while, which hopefully most of our listening audience has. An extreme example would be watching paint dry. They say something like that is too boring to spark creativity, but everyday tasks like showering or going for a walk let your mind wander the perfect amount. They didn't actually test it by making people shower. For some reason, they made them watch the dinner scene from When Harry Met Sally, you know, the famous one with Meg Ryan and everything. Mm-hmm. They asked people to come up with ideas for how to use a brick and a paperclip and had them watch 3-minute videos while they brainstormed. One was the dinner clip, which was categorized as a moderately engaging video. The other was a boring clip with two guys folding laundry. And they found that people came up with more ideas while watching the movie clip.
Hmm. Interesting.
That is interesting.
I think there is something to be taken for everybody out of this study, too.
Yeah.
Where this is when... Say I'm having a hard time, how do I start this story? Or I can't come up with a character's name, or mm-hmm. or I'm having trouble writing a commercial, or, mm-hmm. or something like that. I tend to, you know what, shower time, or when I'm doing laundry.
Yep.
Like those are two big ones for me where, boom, you know, mm-hmm. I got it. I gotta stop doing what I'm doing, and I gotta go run and write it down. I tend to use my phone nowadays mm-hmm. and just text myself ideas. I've got a text chain going to myself here that looks like an insane person. It's got nothing but quotes and here's a certain age for things to make life more fun activity or initiative to make life more fun initiative. The story that we started with earlier today,
right. mm-hmm.
when that idea came to me. Thankfully, it didn't happen in the shower.
It makes me feel better that you do that.
What was that, Melissa?
I said it's a bad time to use your phone.
In the shower, yes.
Yes, that's a good point.
It's a bad time to use a phone. But I'm glad that I'm not the only one that does that, because I've had to text myself, and I have two different cell phones, which helps.
Oh, that does help.
I'll text one cell phone from the other cell phone to just kind of jog. Oh, this is a great idea. I need to remember this. And that's one way of doing it.
That feels a little more sane. It feels a little more sane to me, but what you do, Beth, that's good. That's good. And I'm with you. I'm glad I'm not the only one, too.
And I'm loving that there is actual now some scientific proof behind this, because this is how I prep for my sermons every week.
Really?
I read through my commentaries, I see what others are saying about it, and then I go take a bath or a shower. And it's amazing how during that time, all of a sudden things will click and go, okay, all right, that's the illustration I need to use, and that's the direction it needs to go. So it does. There's something about that. And I always equated it, because of my line of work, with like the baptism and just being open and mm-hmm. fully open, because mm-hmm. you ain't hiding nothing in a shower.
Yeah, very true, very true.
That makes you a little bit more vulnerable.
That really good point, right? And very interesting to hear that that's how you prep.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Huh.
Yeah.
A complete other side note. Melissa, did you just open something with a zipper?
I just zippered up my jacket.
Ah.
Okay. I could hear that clear as day.
I was worried that you could.
Oh, no, that's okay. I cannot tell you how blown away I am by this clean feed.
Yes.
Like, they should start, like, paying me, because I'm just going to start bragging about this every time we're on the air and everything. This system is so nice. It is a really...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I cannot believe I could hear that as clear, like if you were in the room.
Yep.
That is so cool. Huh.
Technology has come a long way.
Yeah, it really has. When we were doing the remote last Friday with this, it was the first time I've done a remote, and I'm like, the one thing I wasn't worried about is the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like Skype, Zoom, they're all great. Mm-hmm. You know, we've used other systems in the past, you know, in the past with radio and everything. But this one, this is a game changer, this stuff. This is really mm-hmm. good. We'll take a break. We'll come back into some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Stick around in the 8 o'clock hour. Not only will we kick things off with some entertainment news, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to all of that. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with the kitchens open, and we'll have some Betty Wright stories and good stories of the day. All the wonderful things coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the three hardest months for you? What are the three hardest months for you? And that's actual months, not this month or last month or next month or that kind of thing. We're talking specifics here.
Okay.
In a new survey, parents say the most challenging month to get through is February.
That would have been my first choice.
And it must be really bad because it's the shortest month. And you would think that with that being in it, it's still... But that tells you how bad it is, even with it being the shortest month. January and March tied for second worst, which means there must be something extra difficult about winter months. Gee, mm-hmm. what could it be? I don't know. They didn't ask why, but there are plenty of possibilities. There's extra effort in keeping kids dressed properly, getting around to activities in winter weather. Kids may be more likely to get stuck inside during those months. Kids are more likely to get sick,
mm-hmm.
and some parents may be operating with less time off, especially once you get through the winter holiday seasons.
Yep.
That tends to be where we get to catch up on a lot of things. Sometimes that's work.
Yeah. Well, and then for... certain households, you throw in different holidays that are in there that you have to, that take more time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're recovering from all those holiday get-togethers, possibly sickness, mm-hmm. and then also just the, you know, dark days of winter.
Yeah. Less sun, so you don't have as much energy if you're not mm-hmm. taking, like, a vitamin D supplement.
Yeah, those are all good factors, I think, to mention, and good stuff for us to remember going into the winter season. Mm-hmm. Taking care of that immune system and making sure that you're taking care of that vitamin D and those things.
And also seasonal depression.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. There are certainly people, for anybody, because I think everybody is affected by that to some degree, some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be sometimes, you know, and it's your favorite season. So this is where you're really at a high. And then the next season happens, which is inevitable. Mm-hmm. And then you're not as high anymore. You're not as up there anymore.
Right.
The changing of the trees, you can only last so long. So mm-hmm. once that stops, it kind of fades right. for you. And then you keep into old man winter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I think that there are plenty, I've known plenty of people, I work with, Terry every week, and she loves winter, mm-hmm. loves the colder time, but I think it's pretty, on a national average, most people tend to like the warmer months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's already, you're kind of dragging your feet, kind of, I don't want to, you're already walking around with your fists clenched. Mm-hmm. And I remember learning this when I was at a young age. If you walk around all day with your fists clenched, chances are you're probably going to get in a fight. You know?
Yep.
You walk into these months with certain vibes, you're going to probably carry that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if you expect the worst, you're going to find the worst.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. It's one of those things that, teach their own. But if you tend to struggle during the winter months more than others, maybe these are some. Why not try? Mm-hmm. What's the side effect? You know,
right.
You're gonna have a bad winter. Well, you're gonna have that anyway. I mean, you're already gonna have a rough winter. At least this way, you're giving yourself a fighter's chance here at everything
right.
to counter it with something. And certainly nowadays we are so lucky in this day and age where if there is an issue, there's probably a supplement for it or mm-hmm. there's a natural, way to address that or
right.
something. There's something for you out there. There's very few things where it's like, I got none. I have no idea how to handle that.
Well, the one thing that I've seen more and more people using is light therapy.
Mm-hmm.
There are lights that you can get. You can just have at your desk.
Yep.
That you can have on during the day in the winter months that will help with that seasonal depression.
Well, and there's a brand out there that's actually called Happy Light. So it actually helps to make you happy. And the seasonal affective disorder really, it's a lack of vitamin D because you get more sunshine in the summer because we're able to be out in the sun in the summer, and we can't do that as much in the winter. So getting, talk to your doctor about maybe upping or taking a supplement of vitamin D. That could help as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I did want to also touch on this before we get out of here, because there's a couple, this week really, while last week was really busy for us, this week is another busy week for our surrounding area here, mm-hmm. of course. There are so many good things going on. Wanted to make sure to remind everybody that today, Off the Clock is having their Off the Clock is having their networking opportunity over at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. This is going on from 4 to 6 this afternoon. They'll have hors d'oeuvres provided by our great friends at Chatterbox. They're going to have raffle prizes. It's open to the public and free to attend. For those that don't know, the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 is at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a giant tank out front.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it.
And it's something that can make you happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go. Nicely done, Beth. And, of course, a big shout-out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, who is teaming up with the VFW to mm-hmm. host this great event. So I hope it goes well, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a great event. Certainly support our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and a big time our veterans
right.
and anything to do with our veterans. You don't have to wait for a special day like this to help out our veterans. There are many, many ways out there you can do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Very true.
And wish them a great day. That's going to be a good one. Just a quick reminder that also going on this week with our VFW, it's Culver's Night tomorrow.
Yes.
Culver's Night tomorrow here in Wisconsin Rapids. I don't know if other ones are going to be doing it, but the one here in Rapids, 10% of the proceeds will go to, from the both the drive-through and walk-in,
mm-hmm.
will go to help will go to the VFW where they put it back into the community.
Right.
That's what they do.
So now your supper plans are made.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so you got that covered tomorrow. And did also want to mention that going on this weekend, a big day on Wednesday. Wednesday, things kick off with the United Way Day at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
that is going on. Be sure to get there. Create lasting change in your community by a percentage of the proceeds going to the United Way, where they put it right back into the community.
And that's all day, not just for the supper hour?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, there you go. Go have lunch.
And a River Riders Bike Share, a fall community bike ride coming up with Wood County Sheriff Becker and Grand Rapids Chief Pedersen. That'll happen at Lake Wasiche at White Sands Beach Wednesday. Rides start at 5:30. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Or bring your own bike or ride a River Riders bike or any of the
above.
Very
nice. You can work off all the food that you just ate.
Great point. Nicely done, Beth. Nicely done. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It is Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.